Hi, I'm Sean Sutner, news and feature writer for Surge Health IT. Welcome to another installment of the Hit Squad podcast series, where the hits keep on coming with news you can use about health IT.
And I'm Kristen Lee, news writer for Surge Health IT.
All right, so in this podcast, we're going to talk about all things HIMSS, as in the 2016 edition of North America's biggest health IT show. This year's HIMSS 16 is in Las Vegas, which is kind of appropriate because a lot of vendors are betting big on the cloud and Internet of Things technologies, two areas we're both planning to write about at the show this year. By the way, HIMSS, which stands for the Health Information Management and Systems Society, the HIMSS show starts February 29th and concludes March 4th with a speech by Denver Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning, who is not one of my personal favorites, don't know about you, Kristen, because I'm a New England Patriots fan. So now that we've got that out of the way, Kristen, what kind of things are you envisioning for your workflow at HIMSS? I know you're planning on doing a lot of video.
Yeah, so my main focus will be video, and just so far in terms of what I have sort of scheduled. I've got an interview scheduled with the Beaufort Memorial Hospital CIO, and they've been apparently doing some interesting things with security. So they've been proactively auditing access to patient data across their enterprise. So the technology that they've had in place simultaneously monitors multiple applications. It can see every instance a patient record is accessed and can identify, you know, whether there's unauthorized activity and or potential breaches so that they can, you know, stop them. Apparently, this has helped the hospital pass an OCR audit, and it also monitors the risk of business associates' access to PHI. So that seems like it will be interesting. Hopefully, there'll be more info on that after I go to the show. The other kind of project that I have in the works right now is I'm planning to talk to the Chief Clinical Integration Officer at Texas Children's Hospital based in Houston. And apparently, the hospital has saved money using analytics to enable lower labor costs and improve physician billing. So that's what I'm not going to be up to. Sean, so I understand you're going to try a new approach to feature writing at HIMSS. And I just may play a role in that as well. So what are you up to?
Well, it's not entirely new. We've already done it here at Surge Health IT, and some mainstream news organizations have used this tool called Storify as well, where you can quickly embed in your news or feature story, you can embed outside information, whether it's tweets or photos or other links, you can embed it. So I'm planning, I haven't put this together quite yet, but to take a CIO of a healthcare provider with me around and on a mini shopping expedition, because after all, HIMSS is in essence a huge health IT marketplace where a lot of deals get done, and where CIOs and others from provider organizations, healthcare organizations, look at all the new technologies out there. And So I'm going on the shopping trip with the CIO yet to be selected or to agree to this. Mm-hmm. And so maybe you'll video us on our excursion?
Yeah, I think that'd be cool to kind of video you guys walking around the floor and seeing all the different exhibits that are there. It might be kind of an interesting view to give our readers.
Hopefully I won't trip or anything or fall.
I mean, that might add a little more entertainment.
HIMSS is a pretty tumultuous scene. There's people going every which direction. People are literally running to get from booth to booth.
Oh my goodness.
There are these little trains or carts, electric carts. I'm amazed they don't run down anybody or over anybody. They're going back and forth, and it's extremely busy. Nobody gets to any meetings on time.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Well, this will be my first time, so it'll be interesting.
Yes,
to see
and it's really it's good for anyone who's going to HIMSS to check the numbers of the booth and make sure it's not like literally two miles away on the other side of the hall where you want
to
go for your next meeting.
Yeah.
But it's okay because everybody's late to meetings at HIMSS.
Right, okay. Well, and so, you know, what topic areas are you thinking about covering?
Some of the things as a team, Search Health IT, we've just decided, you know, we do a lot of things with CHIME, the CIO organization, but we're also, I'm going to focus on content areas like cloud, IoT, as I mentioned earlier. You know, from just, I mean, IoT's got some specific areas in healthcare, health IT, whether it's inventory management, whether it's surgical workflow, and, you know, and a few other specific areas, also patient satisfaction. So I'm going to try to do some kind of some tips, stories out of the latest IoT and cloud applications in health, health IT. And I also want to kind of integrate, I want to take a look at the entry of some big mainstream tech companies, the giants, you know, Oracle, SAP, and Salesforce, which have all made major plays into healthcare and health IT in the last year or so. So what about you, Kristen? What technologies and or trends do you plan to focus on, and what do you expect to get out of HIMSS?
Yeah, well, I'm sort of tasked with covering the CHIME event that's going to be happening, I think, on that Monday. So I'm really hoping to land a lot of interviews with CIOs, just get their insights on various health IT topics like meaningful use and, like, whether, as you put it, whether meaningful use is dead, that kind of thing. In terms of technologies and trends that I hope to discuss with these CIOs, hoping to touch upon, you know, similar things to you, IoT, cybersecurity, EHR integration challenges, and the cloud as well. And just in terms of what I'm expecting from the show, just from what you and Scott have told me, I think it's going to be crazy. But I think it'll be really interesting. I'm very excited to see what it's all about and what new technologies are going to be there. So what was HIMSS like for you last year, actually? And what sets HIMSS apart from other health IT shows?
Well, I already talked about what a crazy scene it is, and fun, too, because but as I was telling you earlier today, Kristen, what sets HIMSS apart from the other health IT shows, whether they're RSNA or CHIME or AHIMA or ATA, is that this is the one that brings all the different communities of health IT together, you know, whether it's the vendors, the providers, the developers, the other healthcare organizations, insurance providers, government officials, analysts, everybody's together. Small innovative startups and huge mega companies.
Right, right.
So that's what's cool about HIMSS. And, but, you know, I had one question for you, Kristen, to wrap this podcast up. You know, you're a video specialist. You do a lot of great video. Now, I understand you're going to have a team of porters carrying your equipment around the show.
If you mean team, just all by myself.
Oh,
yes.
Really? Yes, that's what I thought. So tell our listeners a little bit about what it's like to lug a, you know, 30 pounds of video equipment.
Oh, my God. Well, let me tell you, it's a workout. Which, you know, is not a bad thing. It's good to, you know, challenge your body like that. I think HIMSS will probably be a different challenge than when I've lugged the video equipment around at other conferences, just because, you know, like you've told me, booths can be like 2 miles away, apparently. So it'll be interesting to see like how many steps we take, and I'll let you know.
I imagine though it is tough on the arm and shoulder to carry that stuff,
and kind of the back.
Oh yeah,
because like I have to carry my computer and then camera, so I'm kind of like, I basically just feel like I'm a donkey carrying like all these different bags.
That is an image that our listeners can take away and keep with them until the next Hit Squad podcast. So thanks everyone for listening to this Hit Squad podcast episode. Check back soon. We're planning to have some outside guests from the health IT world, so we're excited about that. So goodbye, everybody.
Yeah, thank you. Goodbye.